Mood Gym with Don Brown. Anxiety, depression, fear, holidays, flying. And about you, but those are words bring up a lot of different emotions from over the years, from today, and from the future. So anyway, welcome. Try to talk a little bit today about holidays, as we are upcoming or in the midst of, depending on when you're listening to this. Looking back at my flying years, when I started learning how to fly small planes, I remember one Christmas season, I was a fairly new pilot, and you're encouraged to fly as much as you can for the experience and practice. So I was at Tamiami Airport in those days and took out the Cessna 150 at that time to fly around for an hour or so. And I had not been over the ocean or Biscayne Bay in Miami very much. So I thought, okay, well, this would be an interesting time to see what it would be like to fly over the ocean, at least fly away from the east coast of Miami and go a few miles out to the sea. So we did our usual checklist and check the plane, check everything's okay before we take off, and decided to head east from Tamiami. And the ocean is actually probably about 5 or 6 miles away from the airport, not too far. So I'm flying around looking for traffic, as we're taught to do. Make sure you're not going to run into anybody or nobody's going to run into you. And lo and behold, I get out to the ocean, and I'm have a little bit of fear because I've never been out there where there's nothing there except water. So I'm kind of thinking ahead, what happens if the engine stops or run out of gas, some mechanical difficulty. Have all these little things coming up about what the future may hold. And of course, when you start thinking about the future, your tendency will be have quite a lot of anxiety if you keep ruminating on those things that may or may not happen. Of course, in the real world, most things you think about that you think may happen in the future, almost none of them ever happen. The odds of anything you're thinking about happening are very, very slim. So one of the principles we're taught is, you know, be aware that things can happen. It's unlikely they're going to happen, but, you know what you would do if something happens. So if the engine stops, for example, which would be a very, very rare occasion in an airplane, you're taught what to do. You switch tanks, check your fuel pump, and flip a few buttons, and that should resolve the problem in nearly all the cases. But the occasion that you're going out of gas is very, very slim, unless you're, failed on some part of your checklist that you didn't check how much fuel you had, for example. So the idea when you're learning flying is be prepared for anything, and you're taught pretty much all the different circumstances that can happen. So anyways, I'm flying out over the ocean. Now I'm getting a few miles offshore and getting a little more scared because I'm still, ruminating on what's going to happen if this happens. What happens if this happens? I'm a new pilot, so not a lot of experience. And then I get out probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles, not too far out. And I decide, okay, this is enough. I'm going to turn around, make a 180, and head back to Tamiami Airport. So I turn around, and you're always looking out for traffic. That's one thing you're taught, because you want to make sure you're not in anybody's way or somebody's not in your way. And even that's fairly rare, except when you're around an airport, you're rarely going to see another airplane, or at least not that frequently. Maybe depending on where you are, it might be every half an hour or an hour or something. But if you're around an airport, you're going to see it more frequently than that. So anyway, so I'm looking around, and all of a sudden, I see a twin-engine airplane off to the left side and a little bit behind me. And I'm thinking, now, where did he come from? Because I didn't see him when I was going the other direction. So somehow, this twin-engine airplane, which is probably could be twice as fast as my single-engine Cessna, He's appearing off of my side a little bit back, and he's gaining on me, and he's fairly close. I would say he was, you know, maybe a half a mile away. And I'm thinking, what's this guy doing? And again, being an inexperienced pilot, I had no clue what he was doing. Now, my thought was at the time, because that was a time when they had all these drug problems and people were flying in and out with drugs and doing boats along the ocean. And I thought, well, this must be customs or somebody checking to see if I'm doing something illegal, because it would be kind of odd for somebody to go out over the ocean and then turn around and come back. So I'm thinking, oh, somebody saw me on radar and reported me, and they want somebody to go out and check this guy out, see what in the world he's doing. So that was my thought. Now, I don't really know who it was, but that was my thought. So that was a little scary as well. Okay, now, so I'm getting back, and I'm only probably 10 miles away from the airport. And so I'm getting ready to land, and I'm still a little nervous about who that plane was that was following me over the ocean. And then I come and land at the airport and go to fill up with the fuel, because you're taught to put fuel in your plane each time you land for various safety reasons, including making sure you have fuel the next time you fly. And also one of the reasons is an empty or partially filled tank will condense water in it, and water and fuel do not mix too well in an airplane especially. So you want to fill it up with fuel to prevent condensation of getting water in your tank. So anyway, so I taxi over to the place where you get your fuel, and they had trucks that would come up and fill your fuel tanks up. And either they see you coming or you radio in that you want some fuel. And so I'm waiting and waiting, waiting for the fuel truck to come along, and no fuel truck. So I get out of the plane, walk over to the office, and nobody there. The office is closed. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? This place is always open. You know, this is Tamiami Airport. Lots of planes going in and out. Nobody there. And then it dawns on me, this is Christmas Day. And nobody at the airport in those days worked on Christmas Day at Tamiami Airport. So there's no way of getting fuel. And if I had any particular requests of anybody, I would not be able to get any help, because it was Christmas Day and everybody was home. And just didn't dawn on me. So that was a case of a day filled with fear and anxiety and a demonstration of not planning ahead. I had no clue that the airport would basically have nobody there in the offices for anything. Of course, the control tower was working, because they always are working. So you can always get directions and help from the control tower. But anyway, I could not get any fuel. And that surprised me. So that was a lesson learned on coming holidays. Make sure you plan ahead so you know what is going to be open and closed, especially at an airport. So anyway, another learning experience as a young pilot to prepare ahead, check and make sure everything is open or closed. Make sure what you expect to happen is going to have a probability of happening, and to not dwell on things that probably are very rare to happen, like my fear of running out of gas over the ocean, my fear that the government was chasing my airplane and going to arrest me when I landed. So that was my experience from many years ago. And we'll do a little more talking about fear and anxiety and holidays and depression on our next podcast. And just wanted to note that you can find this podcast on your favorite podcast, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify. I already said Spotify, didn't I? And Anchor.fm. in player.fm. So just about anywhere you do your podcasts, you can find the Blue Gym with Don Brown. And also, I found the easiest way for me to listen to podcasts is go on a smart speaker or your phone on my Google Home speakers. All I have to do is, I'm afraid to say it. Let me turn off my speaker so it doesn't open it up. But on a Google Home speaker, you just say, "Hey, Google, play Mood Gym podcast." And on Google, they want you to include the word podcast, and they want you to say play so it knows what to do. So I just say play Mood Gym podcast in place. On my iPhone, I found is all I have to do is say play Mood Gym, and it'll open it up. And you can ask for the last episode or just play from the beginning, or you can say previous episode, next episode, and you can even skip ahead. You can say skip ahead 5 minutes or whatever. So it's pretty convenient instead of going, usually I go to my computer for everything, but playing on a smart speaker or on a phone makes it way, way easier. So play around with your phones and speakers and see what's easiest for you and what commands work. Now, I don't know what works on the Amazon. Now I'm getting confused. On the Amazon deal, I'm not sure what command that is, but on the iPhone, the Siri, just say, "Hey Siri," to open it up. And then you say, "Play Mood Gym," and it'll find it and play it for you. Okay, anyway, so we'll be back again very, very soon to talk about anxiety, depression, and holidays. Thanks for listening, and make comments whenever you can, and I'll be much appreciated for that, especially on iTunes, where they love to have people comment.